Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 11th of July 2011. I've still got a hangover. So Google wants to learn about your TV habits. It's putting millions and millions of pounds into UK TV consumption research. They're getting into bed with a company called Kantar, who are going to measure how we consume TV in the UK as opposed to the US. Now, Google's putting a lot of money into this. Now, the Broadcasters Audience Research Board is apparently the person that normally does this thing, but Google are saying no, they want to go with these other people. Guy Phillipson of the Internet Advertising Bureau didn't miss the opportunity to jump on board, saying the Internet Advertising Bureau welcomes all efforts to understand how consumers are using the internet and how online channels work in conjunction with other media. Well done, Guy. Promoted tweets are coming to your timeline. Now, one of the things that we said at the weekend over the bash was that Twitter succeeded because it was kind of self-policed by the people that were using it, and that companies didn't live very long when they started to get really promotional. Well, that's going to change, but it's going to be very subtle. In your timeline, you will get advertisements, but you'll only get advertisements that are promoted tweets from people that you follow. So you're going to get information specifically about the companies that you care about. If you don't follow Coca-Cola, they won't be sending you an advert. If you don't follow UK2.net, then they won't be sending you an advert. But if you do, they'll be sending you information about their service, which sounds fair enough to me. I think that means it'll still survive. Microsoft, ever so quietly, have released a touch mouse. It's not really been much heralded, and it's coming in at £70, so it's not cheap. It's a little bit more expensive than the Arc mouse, but it has got the BlueTrack technology, and it's got a haptic scroll pad. Yes. It's also got 5 customizable buttons, which can be used left or right-handed as well, so that's quite interesting. Now, there was a great article the other week on Ars Technica about 12 megapixels is enough. It seems the European Space Agency don't quite agree. They've created a new camera called the Gaia, and it's got 1 billion pixels. Yes, this thing obviously is for taking pictures of the entire Milky Way, and it reckons it's going to be able to take them in 3D as well because it's such a big sensor. It is freaking huge. There's a picture of it being assembled on Engadget, and it's probably about a meter square. So that's a hell of a sensor size. Can't wait to see the lenses that fit it. Nyko have created the Zoom. Now, this could be really useful for you if you're a Kinect user. Typically, up till now, the Kinect needs an awful lot of space. You could be talking about 6 to 8 square meters in order to use it, which my lounge just is not big enough. Well, they've come out with a fantastic little device that just clips on the front, and it's just an optical lens that just changes the curvature of everything and lets it go into the Kinect more responsibly. It means it'll go down to 4 square meters now instead, so it's probably most people's living room size in the UK. It's $29 for the device, so it's not a big rip-off, but it is only a bit of stamped plastic, come on. Now, if you're thinking about getting an action cam and you've only got one eye, think again, because prosthetic eye digital camera is here, yes. There is a firm out there at the moment currently looking for venture capital to get their action cam into people's faces. It's a prosthetic eye that's squishable, that fits in your eye, and it's got a micro camera within it. It does 720p HD video, and it does zooming and also captures still images as well with a blink-activated sensor. Oh, it's the stuff of James Bond. If you can get this thing, then take your action cam. You ain't got to worry about getting it wet either. All you got to do is close your eye. Very good. And while we're talking about eyes, you can use your iPhone now to detect a cataract. A group of researchers at MIT have built a very useful addition to the iPhone. It's a thing that sticks on your iPhone and goes over the forward-facing camera, and you put your eye up to it, and it gives a cataract map as well to tell you just how big your cataracts are and where they are. What a great idea. And not only was the shuttle the last thing to actually do anything worthwhile this weekend, it seems that the Sony Minidisc is going to be the last thing as well. In September, the Minidisc will be phased out by Sony. I had no idea they still made them or used them. Good God. And Apple could be very upset soon because they've got a Steve Jobs lookalike in Taiwan to advertise green tea and at the same time give away iPads. And Apple, of course, are not very happy about the way that their stuff's being given away free of charge. So you're not allowed to use the word free. But the guy that looks like Steve Jobs actually doesn't look like Steve Jobs. And finally, It's official. Hollywood has run out of ideas because now they're going to make a movie out of Space Invaders. Yes, you remember Space Invaders. It had an incredible plot line, didn't it? It was all about a group of invaders from space, and there was a gun thing at the bottom trying to keep them out. Yes, that should last an hour and a half, shouldn't it? Yeah. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. Please, please, please stick us a review on iTunes if you possibly can. All the shows need them, and we're really, really grateful for those of you that have. Please keep them coming. They make an enormous difference to our ranking in iTunes. Also, you can get us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back on Wednesday with a roundup of the news between now and then as normal. I hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening.